Twins trying to avoid a sweep in Tampa Bay. Evan Longoria is the Rays nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. Brian Dozier gets the Twins off to a great start, leading off the top of the first.
A 3-1 pitch. There's a swing and a high fly ball. Left field and deep. Malik's going back. He's at the wall. And they run out of room. It lands in the second row as Brian Dozier takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball out over the plate. It's his 29th home run of the season. And just like that, the Twins take a 1-0 lead. From the set, the pitch. There's a swing and a high fly ball to left. Malik Smith going back, running out of room. He's to the wall, jumps up, and it is gone. A-Ray Adrianza with a 3-run home run here in the second inning, and the Twins now lead it by a score of 4-1. The 1-2 with the bases full. Swing and a rocket to right. Souza Jr. coming on, has to play it in a hop. Scoring on the play is Jimenez. Adrianza around third. Throw to the plate, too late. It's a 2-run single for Eduardo Escobar, and the Twins have regained the lead. It's 6-4. 3-2 the count to Kiermaier. Boshier's ready to go on the pitch. There's a swing and a drive to the gap in right center. Back at it is Buxton to the warning track, to the wall. It's gone! Off the facing of the Rays tank. Kevin Kiermaier with his 11th home run of the season. And just like that, we are tied again. It's 6-6.
6-6 tie in the seventh. Polanco batting left-handed, shows bunt and bunts it in the air, but it bounces. Cishek with a pickup and throw. He didn't get him, and then he throws it down the right field line. On his way to third is Dozier. He will be waved, and he will score without a throw. This throw goes to third. All the way to third goes Polanco, and the Rays handed to the Twins 7-6.
The Twins go on to win it 10-6. They entered the day a half game behind the Angels for the second AL wildcard spot, so they keep the pressure on. Joe Mauer was 0-for-1 pinch hitting with a walk. He snaps his 14-game hitting streak. Blake Snell struggled, allowing 6 runs on 7 hits over 4-plus innings. His manager, Kevin Cash, spoke after the game.
Unfortunate, obviously, that we weren't able to finish off a series. We won a series, which is important. I like the way the guys competed. You know, we get down, they came back. We get down again, they come back again. Pretty telling about this team. Frustrating loss, just because it got separated there in the seventh. As far as Blake goes, you know, I thought Blake had good stuff, but his pitch count got driven up. A lot of 3-ball counts. Seemed like he maybe was picking around the zone a little bit, maybe for good reason, because they certainly barreled more balls as of late than what we've seen in his most recent starts. And then, you know, Sergio comes in, gets 2 big outs. Escobar hits a single to drive in 2. And then we come back. But after that, we just kind of ran out of gas a little bit.
You bring up the way the team kept responding. How important will that be to see moving forward?
Oh, well, good. I mean, they've done it all year. They expected that they would, you know, given the early deficit of 4-1, whatever it was, we had confidence we were going to get a couple guys on and get a big hit or piece it together. And, you know, Duda comes up, and that was a huge hit at the time.
Between Jose Alvarado and Chaz Rowe, what did you see from some of your younger?
Jose, you know, comes in, matched up pretty well for him. One pitch, first pitch strike, gets a fly ball, perfect. And then Chaz Rowe, just to get him in the game. I know our guys really like him a lot, but it's always nice to see him get in the game to where Hick and Stan can kind of, and myself, we can kind of all put our eyes on him. Looks like he's going to help us. Throw strikes, able to pitch with the fastball slider. Got a couple misses in there, some soft contact.
Getting Longo to hit his home, Longo going deep in the first inning, got to feel like a weight's lifted off his chest.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't think it's too big of an issue as far as Evan goes. I mean, he's a veteran player that doesn't get too caught up in a homer drought or anything like that. He knows he's capable of hitting home runs, and he can get on a run as good as anybody in baseball of knocking him out, and maybe he will now. He likes hitting in Fenway Park.
C-Shift's been so good for you. Did you rush the throw, or he kind of got under it?
Yeah, a little bit. I'll be honest, I don't know. You know, the ball bunted and kind of checked up and allowed the guy to get down the line who had some speed. I'm not sure if we even get the guy. But, yeah, he kind of – I don't know if he rushed it or just got up underneath it a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, well, scored one and put another guy at third.
The, Pruitt pitched today. He's supposed to pitch Friday.
Archer's going to start Friday. Yep. Good news on that front. We'll go Archer, Andrees, and then TBA.
What complications do you think the weather is going to bring into this ball club over the next week or so?
I really don't think many. I mean, obviously, we're watching the news like everybody else, but it seems to be unpredictable. I mean, what we've done, Chris Westmoreland has really worked his tail off to put us in a good spot to help our families out, and we'll kind of go along with what MLB and our front office goes with, and we'll make adjustments on the fly. It's really out of our hands. We're going to make the most of it regardless.
The hit-by-pitch from Romo came out and asked about something. What were you talking about?
We had the guy's foot out of the box. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not on the – I mean, it's very tough for the crew on the field to see. My concern was, what did the crew in New York see? Would it be a hit-by-pitch if he's completely out of the box? It's not a reviewable play. So they can review whether he got hit or not. We can't review whether he was in the box or not.
Kevin, who did you say will be starting this weekend, Archer Friday?
Andrees, and then to be announced.
And to be announced.
So overall, you win the first two.
Yep.
So you're looking for the sweep.
Yep.
And it's obviously disappointing today.
Yep.
You still took 2 of 3.
We did.
But the margin for error is shrinking too.
So yeah, it's shrinking, but there's 23 whatever ball games left. I mean, like I said, if it comes down to one game and we're kicking ourselves, we could probably pull many games out of a hat. So I like the way the team played, set the tone the first night, won a tight ball game yesterday, and then we're really really fought and climbed back into this one.
Yeah, I mean you came back from three times down to tie it. So
exactly.
You've got to be
very encouraged. Yep.
You can't win them all, probably.
No, even though I said we need to go 24-0, but
you're wrong.
I'm wrong. A lot.
The Rays are off on Thursday before opening a series in Boston on Friday. Austin Pruitt and Drew Pomerantz square off in the opener at Fenway Park.